So what's the deal with Assange?
Well, he's been denied bail again, and I have to say I'm deeply upset about it. The judge clearly thinks that he's faking it where he's ill. I mean, she's ignoring what the doctors are saying. She's ignoring Nils Melzer, the UN High Commissioner. I'm just really, really upset about it.
So what's his situation now? What's going to happen?
Oh, he's
is anyone even paying attention to what's going on? I mean,
no one's paying any attention. I mean, it's completely dropped out of the news. Only a few people who are interested in his case are. But I mean, I thought there was a chance he might win this one. Can I just say, Alex, one of the things was he said that, you know, there was a risk that he might get the corona in prison. And the government's been releasing people from prison precisely because they say it's dangerous, but not him, apparently.
Is he still in solitary or?
No, he's not in solitary, but in some ways that's even
more population.
Well, it's even more dangerous in some ways, you think about it, because if he's able to move around a prison, prisons are absolutely breeding grounds for corona. I mean, it's really dangerous that he's there.
So what are the next steps? Like, what's going to happen now? Just sit there?
They could appeal. They could take it to the High Court. Well, I don't think there's much hope that they would succeed there. I mean, I don't know. They'll have to think hard about whether that would work or not. I mean, if there was a jury involved in this case, the outcome I think would be completely different. But the judiciary, there's no jury, and the judiciary hates him. I mean, that's become absolutely blindingly clear to me. Maybe the High Court will take a different view, but I don't think they'll risk an appeal.
That's incredible.
Yeah,
incredible.
It is. I'm very upset about it. Yeah. I think a lot of people are. Alex, somebody who's, you know, one of the doctors who told me that, you know, he's at real risk of dying. And I saw some people, Craig Murray says, you know, that he thinks that the agenda is to let him die.
Jeez. Mm-hmm. All right. Another topic. Biden, he's getting Me Too'd. Did you read that?
Oh, no, I didn't. Tell me all about that.
He did a podcast. I forgot the journalist's name. I'll research it out. But she found a woman that was working with Biden or had some cooperation with Biden. I don't know, I think like 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I have to research the article out, but the podcast out. But she supposedly got assaulted by Biden and he pushed up against the wall and, you know, let his fingers do the walking, so to speak. And she's coming out with her story and he got Me Too'd. I mean, not many people are talking about this either. Jimmy Dore had a video on it.
Oh, wow. And, no, I didn't see that. I should see it, actually.
Vincent James, Red Elephants. Yeah, he had a video on it.
Yeah.
But who else? Saqqad. Saqqad did it. But not many people are talking about it.
Well,
he's getting Me Too'd now. My theory, you know what my theory is?
Yeah.
My theory is that now that Biden has done his work, in other words, he's cleared the field and gotten rid of everybody. Bernie, we've covered Bernie multiple times.
Absolutely.
He's a no-show. He's gone. Now that Biden has done his work, I think the media, they want Biden now to appear. They want to embarrass Biden. I think the DNC has put the word out, embarrass this guy so that we can get to some sort of convention, whatever that's going to be, virtual convention, I don't even know.
Yeah.
And we can also just, you know, trot out another candidate. Hillary Clinton or Cuomo or something. Yeah, because when you see the video, when you see the media talking to him, like Jake Tapper, when he did that video, I've never seen a media person go to a presidential candidate and say, oh, no, you know, Mr. Biden, you're supposed to cough like this. I was kind of like,
they're
trying to embarrass him.
Absolutely. They are trying to embarrass him. I got exactly that same view. I mean, they've turned on him in a most unusual way. Look, my dog wants to tell me all about Biden. he doesn't like Biden very much either, to be honest. But Biden truly has had a terrible crisis. And it's interesting. It's so strange because a few months ago, you remember there was all the stories about Creepy Joe and there was all these stories about how inappropriately he was behaving. And then which he was and had done. And then that seemed to die. And now it's come back at this rather interesting and crucial moment when, as I said, looks to me, he's in his house, he's bunkered down in his house. And he's giving these very weird interviews, which, frankly, seem awful. At least I thought they were. And the media are indeed becoming more aggressive towards
it. It's a controlled burn. It's a controlled burn, like what they did to Weinstein. What they did to Weinstein, everyone knew what he was up to for so many years.
Absolutely.
But the powers that be, I think they had to throw someone to the wolves.
Yeah, yeah. They've got to be careful, though. They've got to be very careful, though, how they handle this, Alex, because, of course, if they do that, if they follow this through, then a lot of people will feel very suckered because they'll have said, well, you know, all this information about, Sleepy Joe was out there for years. Everybody had talked about it. I mean, I'd heard about these stories about him for a long, long time. And if he's really going to implode at this time, well, why did you prop him
there's
up?
There's videos,
so
there's photos. Nah, there's all, I mean, the guy's a creep. Everyone knows he's a creep. But we're not even bringing up what he did in Ukraine.
No, well, we're not.
Or China.
Not in this program. Well, indeed, not at all. Not at all. So, as I said, maybe that's exactly what's going
he's
on.
The media has the orders from the DNC.
Yeah.
And higher up, the Clinton machine, and God knows what else, the Obama machine, who knows? They've got the orders. Now that he's cleared the field, let's get rid of Biden now. Embarrass him and make him look like an idiot. It's not going to be hard.
I can't see it as an election winning strategy, but, you know, it seems to me that controlling the DNC, controlling the Democratic Party is now the big agenda. They're much more interested in that than in anything else. So, you know, if that is what they're doing, I'm not saying it's not, it's quite possibly it is. Then we have another 4 years of the Donald trying to keep things together, because from what I can tell from the distance of London, I mean, you know, we're in some places, I'm not saying all over the US, things are coming apart at the moment. So
He'll keep it together. The daily briefings were a masterstroke.
Yeah, well, I would absolutely.
It was the right.
I mean, leading from the front. Also, I think the US likes to be led from the front. I mean, it's the sort of country where they want to see their president and him being visible. Other countries are not like that. I mean, in China, for example, it's fine for Xi Jinping to be, behind the scenes. People are just used to that. They're accustomed to it. But in the US, they do want to see the president. And I'll tell you something else, Alex. I'm going to be blunt about this. The US is one of those countries that always in the end, however chaotic, however disorganized, however losses they are, they eventually come through. That's my own belief.
One final question before we start our video, Alexander. Yeah. I was with the China video that we did, the US-China one, and the Cold War, the coming Cold War. Yeah. A lot of commenters think that we believe China's not a globalist country, or, you know, they don't take advantage of globalism. You were very clear. They do. I mean, I think you were very clear that Russia definitely stands. If you were to kind of, you know, put it on in a linear fashion, Russia definitely stands on the other side of globalism as far as how they feel about it. But you were very clear that China, while they don't have globalist tendencies, they will take advantage of the globalist chessboard.
I mean, I think what I said, Alex, was that they surfed the globalist wave, which they did. They did it, and they did it incredibly cleverly, and good for them, by the way. I mean, I'm not someone who thinks that it's, you know, stupid for a country to make the most of its advantages. The point is, they surf the globalist wave. They use globalism in their own interests without ever believing in it. And the people who got it all completely wrong were those who just didn't see that. I mean, this is what amazes me.
You mean Clinton, Obama?
The Clintons, the Obamas, even Bush, George Bush and co, who you might have expected would be a bit more suspicious of all of this. But I mean, the Chinese, I mean, on the one hand, they don't really believe in globalism. There's no way you can come along to Xi Jinping or even any other Chinese.
Why don't the Chinese believe in globalism, by the way? That's an interesting, is it their history, their culture?
Well, it is their history and it is their culture. It's also their political system and their economic system. I mean, people forget it's still a country with 5-year plans and, a centrally planned economy in many ways, in many things. And the Communist Party is still the ruling party. They're not going to allow, I mean, they've never allowed the free internet, for example, into China. You know, the internet as it existed. They are absolutely clear they want to control their country. But if you're going to give them your entire manufacturing, they'll say thank you very much and they'll take it. I mean, which is what they did. I mean, they did it in a very calculated and cunning way. But, you know, what people should understand that it was the US, or rather, not the US, certain political leaders in the US who went along with it. I mean, you know, they were blind. Even the Chinese were you know, working away at it. It's very weird, actually, but there it is. I'm not blaming the Chinese for it, but as I say, they surf the wave of globalization. They use it in their own advantage. And of course, now the US has woken up finally and very belatedly to that. And that's why we're seeing this divorce.
Well said. All right, let's get to the video, Alexander.